You're listening to the Pacific Spaceball Radio Network on radio.dominican.edu. It's time for Pacific Spaceball Insider with your host, Hunter Horenstein.
Oh, good morning, Pacifics fans. You've made it. It's Friday. Oh, another fantastic week in the books, and we are closer than ever to opening day. 30 days, I believe, is the countdown. That's where we're at. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the program. Hunter Horenstein here with you. This is Pacifics Baseball Insider PBI every Friday morning, 9 to 9:30 a.m. We'll get you caught up on everything that happened during the week. Give you guys exclusive inside access to the San Rafael Pacifics, your 2012 San Rafael Pacifics, I might add. It's your team. Scheduled to open up their season June 4th against the Sonoma County Grapes. It's not a typo. And you didn't hear that wrong. The Sonoma County Grapes, the new travel ball team that will be taking place of the Orange County Flyers. On the schedule, it says the OC Flyers, they go. The Sonoma Grapes will instead be paying a visit to Albert Park, and the Pacifics will get their first crack at them. More about that to come later on in the show. We'll get a few words from President and General Manager Mike Shapiro regarding that. We've got a great show for you guys today. I mentioned we're going to talk about that North American League shakeup. A lot of you guys have been talking about it. There was a couple of fans who questioned about it last show, and we went straight to the source. I was able to speak with General Manager and President Mike Shapiro. We'll get a couple of his thoughts, as well as what it means for the rest of the league. A couple of teams folding there, but they've been since replaced, and the 2012 season will continue. It's full steam ahead. We'll also get you caught up on those renovations going on at Albert Park. Also, a quick update on that, if you've been going by and you've smelt the paint, if you've seen the saw, the saw wood, you know what we're talking about. Good morning to you. Good morning to everybody. Pacifics Baseball Insider on the air. Again, my name is Hunter Horenstein. We do it live every Friday mornings from 9 to 9:30. You want to get connected to the show? We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Pacifics Baseball Insider Radio. Go ahead and like us. Talk to the show, give us suggestions, comments, questions, any concerns you may have. You can get contacted directly to the show through Facebook and Twitter at PBI_radio. That is our Twitter handle. Let us know what you think, and we shall converse. We do it every time in the beginning of this show. The house cleaning tips and details and everything. We'll get you caught up on what's going on. We have an official healthcare provider. The Pacifics are getting themselves taken care of. I want to thank St. Francis Memorial Hospital. They are partnering with the Pacifics, and they are going to provide the players with first-class medical care during the 2012 season. So something that's vastly important, if you didn't already understand that, but they will be starting their preseason physicals, the players I'm talking about at this point, they will be starting their preseason physicals at the beginning of the season. The sports medicine physicians over there at St. Francis, they will be conducting those. They will also, the players will also have full access to the center, to the sports medicine clinic as well. That's located in Corte Madera. And they're also going to receive full complements of diagnostic care and further medical treatment through the Center of Sports Medicine Facilities at St. Francis Memorial Hospital in downtown San Francisco. So a big, big deal for the Pacifics as we move forward and get closer than ever to opening day. By the way, season game tickets are now on sale. Get yours. They went on sale beginning of this week at 10 a.m. precisely. We have sold almost about 80% of opening day. 88%, I want to say, I think I heard in our staff meeting yesterday. We are very close to selling out opening day. So if you haven't gotten your ticket already, get them now, because at a certain point, you're going to be, unless you buy season passes or you buy a 20-game plan or you come day of game, you're not going to be able to get those seats. They're going very, very fast, which brings me to my second point. The mini plans, 10 games and 20 games, mini of Marin, they are out. PacificsBaseball.com. Go ahead and get yours. You get some Friday night games. You get some Saturday games. You also get some cool little promotional items as well. You don't want to miss opening day. It's going to be a blast. Commemorative pin they're giving out. There's going to be some pregame festivities going on. And the Pacifics and the Sonoma Grapes will lock heads and away we go. The Northern Division for the NAL will get underway. Maui will be taking on the Hilo team. A little more about that to come. Also want to remind you guys that season passes are still available. Go ahead and get yours. Those are going very fast as well. Dugout reserve, grandstand reserve, and then grandstand seats. Go to PacificsBaseball.com, get yours. That also includes a guaranteed opening day ticket as well. And there might be some other perks for season ticket holders. Don't want to, you know, pop the lid off that quite yet. But there will be some perks for season ticket holders, so you don't want to miss those. Go ahead, PacificsBaseball.com. Place your order, and we'll get you taken care of. Not a big deal. Also, the San Rafael Pacific's inaugural gala is coming up. That's on June 3rd. That's a Sunday between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. It's going to be held at the San Rafael Community Center at 618 B Street in San Rafael. Those guests are welcome to come out, take batting practice before the gala over at Albert Park between 4:30 and 6 o'clock so you can get in the box where your major league players will be playing as well. I say major league, I meant professional league. The San Rafael Pacific's obviously professional baseball, independent. You can enjoy some food, some wine, beer will be on tap, refreshments. Those gala tickets are $75 per person. You have to buy those online too, PacificsBaseball.com. Or mail your check to San Rafael Pacific's 1115 2nd Street, San Rafael, California, 94901. There will be a raffle, a silent auction. It should be a lot of fun. You'll get to meet the executive staff of the Pacifics. Some of the players will be there. It should be a lot of fun. Free parking is also available through the San Rafael Corporate Center. If you came out to the open tryout, that's where you parked. The Corporate Center right across the street from Albert Park, just a short walk. So free parking. So we want to thank the San Rafael Corporate Center for that. Entrance is on Lindero on Anderson, and handicap only parking is available at the San Rafael Community Center. But yeah, absolutely. Come on out to that. Go get your tickets. PacificsBaseball.com. Only $75. And that is the night prior to opening day. So the couple of days coming up to first pitch are going to be pretty exciting, including the inaugural gala. Go ahead. A lot of work has been put into that to make that get going and up and running, is what I should say. Also, want to remind you, and this is courtesy of our event staff. Do you love baseball? Do you love parties? Make your next event a baseball cliche and let the Pacifics host you at Albert Park. The Pacifics are now booking birthday parties, corporate events, and group outings for the 2012 season. Schedule yours today before your date is gone. www.pacificsbaseball.com for more information. Those are pretty cool because you can get your groups out, your birthday party groups out, go out to the Party Plaza out in right field, I believe, center field, out at Albert Park. There's going to be ping pong tables. There's going to be basketball hoops, food. It's going to be a lot of fun out there. So if you want to book yours, and those are going fast as well, if you want to book yours, PacificsBaseball.com for more information, and we'll get you set up with those as well. We mentioned that in this show, we're going to talk to President and General Manager of the Pacifics, Mike Shapiro, about the NAL shakeup. That's coming up on the other side of the break. Also, we will get you caught up on the Albert Park update, and that'll take us all away about to 9:30, and then we'll get you out of here, get you done, and get you ready to go finish off your Friday and get ready for the weekend. Everyone loves the weekend, and here at PBI, we are no exception. So when we come back, we will talk to Mike Shapiro. Was able to sit down with him yesterday, and we had a little discussion about the Sonoma Grapes and the Hilo Stars, so you won't want to miss that. That's coming up on the other side of the break. My name is Hunter Hornstein. You're listening to Pacifics Baseball Insider on the Pacifics Baseball Radio Network, radio.dominican.edu.
You're listening to the radio home of San Rafael Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu.
The San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club begin their season on June 4th, 2012, and we know you'll want to be there. Reserve your opening day seat by purchasing a 2012 Pacifics season pass. With packages starting as low as $378, you can see all 42 home games this season, making sure you don't miss a single pitch. Just log on to pacificsbaseball.com to do the wave and get a 2012 season pass today. Hi fans, Stuart Horn, the voice of the San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club. You know, putting a team on the field requires a ton of hard work and dedication from a lot of people. Today, I'd like to remind you to visit our sponsors. These are the guys who really help us make it happen. When you stop by their shops and mention the Pacifics, you're saying thanks for helping make the dream of affordable family entertainment right here in San Rafael a reality. And this is professional baseball, played by the superstars of tomorrow, right here in our own backyard. So please support the sponsors of the Pacifics. Because of them, dreams really do come true. Hey Pacifics fans, join Hunter Horenstein every Friday morning at 9 a.m. for Pacifics Baseball Insider. The weekly Pacifics talk show, also known as PBI, will take you inside the locker room. You'll hear from everyone, from the front office members all the way to the fans on the street. Pacifics Baseball Insider, your access to Pacifics Baseball 2012, only on the Pacifics Baseball Network, worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. Hi fans, the San Rafael Pacifics are excited to introduce 10 and 20 game Mini of Marin mini ticket plans. This is a great opportunity for you to get some tickets to some of the team's best promotional nights. Mini of Marin plans are available for general admission grandstands, grandstand reserve, or the Pacifics dugout club. These plans of pre-selected games are on sale now at pacificsbaseball.com and start as low as $100. Get yours today. We'll see you at the ballpark.
The Pacifics Baseball Radio Network on radio.dominican.edu. It's time for Pacifics Baseball Insider with your host, Hunter Horenstein.
Welcome back to the program. Hunter Horenstein with you. Radio.dominican.edu, the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball 2012. Welcome back to PBI. Alrighty, so there was a lot of talk, fans, and if you haven't heard already, you know, obviously the NAL had a little bit of issues with the two other teams not named Maui and San Rafael, the Orange County Flyers and the Yuma Panthers, who coincidentally are owned by the same company, the same group. They ran into a little bit of trouble and have since ceased operations and suspended this year for them. But what that means, though, is that there was just something that another roadblock that the Pacifics had to go through, basically to get baseball 2012, not something that they're not familiar with. There have been plenty of roadblocks if you've been following this team from day one. This is just another one. And I feel like, and the consensus is, and the general thought is that this roadblock has been taken care of and is continuing to be taken care of up until June 4th when we finally get going. And I spoke to General Manager and President Mike Shapiro about this because I wanted to know exactly what was happening and we want to get you guys informed. So Mike Shapiro and I sat down yesterday. We talked about the two teams, obviously the Sonoma County Grapes, who are going to be the natural rivals now for the Pacifics, just up the road a little bit. And then Hilo is going to be joining as well. Maui has decided to field a travel ball team. They will be called the Hilo Stars. So Mike Shapiro and I spoke about this, and here you go.
with Pacific's president and general manager, Mike Shapiro. Mike, thanks for sitting down with us. Wanted to talk to you a little bit about what's going to happen this season. The Yuma Panthers and the OC Flyers have both run into a little bit of trouble. Can you kind of tell me what happened with the North American League and, you know, kind of what the next step is? I believe those two teams have folded. Can you tell us what went wrong with that?
Sure. Well, first of all, this has been actually, it's a huge positive for the league and for the San Rafael Pacifics, for the Maui team as well, partly because from the very beginning, we wanted to have more control over the league in order to guarantee the league's stability and the long-term economic viability of the league. And in order to do that in independent league baseball, the league has to function for the benefit of the teams, not for the benefit of the league. And unfortunately, the group that had been in control of the league and the commissioner didn't share that vision with us. So we mutually agreed to part company, and we meaning the Maui team, the San Rafael team, the Yuma team, and the Orange County team then took over control of the league. While we were in the search for a commissioner and starting to put the structure together, the owner of the Maui team and the owner of the San Rafael team also began to recognize that the owner of the Yuma and Orange County team, he owned both those teams, also did not share our vision for the future of the league and was probably going to make things more difficult for us to, again, to achieve those two principal goals, stability and long-term economic viability. And so we decided to accelerate our business plans that we shared with the Maui team to each of us have multiple teams in the league that we thought we were going to begin rolling out in the 2013 season. So what we decided to do is, because we were not happy with the way the Yuma and Orange County teams were being run, we decided, again, to not include them in the league, and for the Maui team to add a second team of their own in Hilo, the Hilo Stars, and we thought we would add a second team that we were going to roll out next year anyway up in Sonoma, and we've called them the Sonoma Grapes.
Are the Yuma Panthers or the OC Flyers, are you anticipating them to return to the NAL at any time?
No, I don't, unless they had different ownership. At this time, I don't think there's any thought among the existing owners of the teams in the league to have them come back into the league. I just think that the decision had been made that that ownership group wasn't sharing the same vision as we were for the league, and I can't see how that's going to change.
Now, does this, adding these two teams, and obviously that the Pacifics are going to be taking control of the Sonoma Grapes, Maui taking control of the Hilo team, does this create any problems within the Pacifics organization trying to manage two teams, or does one of those teams kind of take a back seat almost to the Pacifics, much like a travel ball team of some sort? What kind of complications goes into now you're basically running two teams?
Yeah, and I don't see it as a it's a complication, but I don't see it as a B team of any sort like that. We identified during the two tryouts that we held, one at Laney College where 60 players came out, and one at Albert Park where over 150 players came out. And we identified through that process a wide range, a lot of really good quality players, and clearly more than the 40 players that would be needed to fill two teams. So we are actually now enabled to take a number of those players that we identified during the tryouts and actually give them jobs. And these are all professional ball players. They're all extremely talented. And so now this is actually a huge opportunity to take more than just the 20 players that would have been the Pacifics. We can now take an additional 20 players. And we hope that they're going to be extremely competitive teams with each other and with the two teams in Hawaii.
Now, when we come to spring training in the next couple of weeks, are those players that might not make the squad, are those going to be guys that are going to be looked at to fill out the Sonoma roster?
I think our manager, Mike Marshall, has already identified quite a few of the players that are going to have long-term jobs, both with the Pacifics and the Grapes. And, yeah, there still are some open positions on both teams. that they're going to be looking to fill. So I think these teams are going to have some parity. I think these teams are going to be extremely competitive with each other, and with Maui and with Hilo. So I think that the number of jobs that are open to be won in spring training are out there. There are some players who I presume are going to come to spring training and surprise us. But frankly, I do believe that Mike has a pretty good plan for filling those rosters already.
And finally, you mentioned that you guys accelerated your plans, really not looking until 2013 to really start expanding. What does this mean for next season and the years after? Does this expand even more, or are these teams going to are they a lock for sure? What does it mean for the immediate future of this ball club?
Well, it had been our plan all along, and it was in our business planning and in our strategic thinking for our ownership group to own between 5 and 6 teams throughout the greater Bay Area and the surrounding counties. And we early on identified that Sonoma County was one place we absolutely wanted to come to, partly because the demographics, partly because of the natural rivalry that we could create with San Rafael, and frankly just because the fact that independent league ball had succeeded there in the past with the Crushers. So we had been looking all along to move a team into Sonoma County. What it means for next year is that we're getting a jump start on putting that team together. We're hoping that we're going to find venues to play some games in Sonoma County this year, and that we are going to build on this plan in order to help nail down a facility for next year. So it's in our thinking that we are going to have a venue for the team to play in full time starting in 2013.
That's GM and President Mike Shapiro. Just a reminder, June 4th, opening day, originally scheduled for the OC Flyers, will now be the Sonoma Grapes.
Will be indeed, and we look forward to fans coming down from Sonoma to watch their new team and fans from Marin County coming to watch their team. So it'll be fun.
A rivalry, no doubt. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thank you, Hunter.
All right, so you heard there Mike Shapiro very optimistic about this club, and I'll tell you what, the one thing that they've got going for them is that this does create that natural rivalry. I think, if anything, this might be a better fit than an Orange County team that is kind of wandering all over the place. And, you know, Mike mentioned this, that when you're not comfortable in the situation with either leadership or organizational control, there's got to be a change. And the Pacifics really want this thing to work. And, you know, they really set the mind, they have the mindset, you know, if it's not going to be done correctly, we'll just do it ourselves and make sure it is done correctly. If you're going to do something, make sure it's done the right way. And I think the Pacifics have really taken the reins on this thing, and you got to love that in your ball club. Sonoma County gets a team out of this as well, so a little more baseball in the North Bay than originally expected. You heard him say in 2013 they were thinking about expanding. That all obviously alters the plans a little bit, but I don't see that in a negative light whatsoever. I think this is a great thing for baseball. It's a great thing for the North American League, especially to keep this league afloat after everything the Pacifics have gone through. That's not something you just want them to roll over and die. No, they're absolutely going to try to make this season work, and I anticipate it's going to be successful. You know, the first season is going to answer a lot of questions. And to be honest, I think the Pacifics are going to do a great job. And you don't want to miss that opening day against the Sonoma County Grapes. Those tickets are available, pacificsbaseball.com. Go ahead, get yours. While you're at it, go buy a couple season passes as well. 42 games of summer. Those mini of Marin plans are also available, 10 games and 20 games. So that's what's going to happen with that. So if you're wondering if the league folding, that's not going to happen. We're set, ready to go, locked and loaded. I want to thank Mike Shapiro also for talking with me yesterday. He mentioned Mike Marshall. He's really going to have his work cut out for him. He's going to have a lot of guys coming into spring training. That roster is pretty much set, and spring training will open up in the next couple of weeks and for the next 10 days, and they will see who's going to make the club and who's not, and you never know. Sonoma might have an opening for them as well. When we come back, we're going to give you an update on those Albert Park renovations. Got some good things going on this week. Next week, and then also we'll let you know what's up for this weekend with the Pacifics as far as our community outreach program is concerned. You're listening to PBI on radio.dominican.edu, the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball. My name is Hunter Hornstein. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the radio home of San Rafael Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu.
The San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club begin their season on June 4th, 2012, and we know you'll want to be there. Reserve your opening day seat by purchasing a 2012 Pacifics season pass. With packages starting as low as $378, you can see all 42 home games this season, making sure you don't miss a single pitch. Just log on to pacificsbaseball.com to do the wave and get a 2012 season pass today. Hi fans, Stuart Horn, the voice of the San Rafael Pacifics Baseball Club. You know, putting a team on the field requires a ton of hard work and dedication from a lot of people. Today, I'd like to remind you to visit our sponsors. These are the guys who really help us make it happen. When you stop by their shops and mention the Pacifics, you're saying thanks for helping make the dream of affordable family entertainment right here in San Rafael a reality. And this is professional baseball, played by the superstars of tomorrow, right here in our own backyard. So please support the sponsors of the Pacifics. Because of them, dreams really do come true. Hey Pacifics fans, join Hunter Horenstein every Friday morning at 9 a.m. for Pacifics Baseball Insider. The weekly Pacifics talk show, also known as PBI, will take you inside the locker room. You'll hear from everyone, from the front office members all the way to the fans on the street. Pacifics Baseball Insider, your access to Pacifics Baseball 2012, only on the Pacifics Baseball Network, worldwide, radio.dominican.edu. Hi fans, the San Rafael Pacifics are excited to introduce 10 and 20 game Mini of Marin mini ticket plans. This is a great opportunity for you to get some tickets to some of the team's best promotional nights. Mini of Marin plans are available for general admission grandstands, grandstand reserve, or the Pacifics dugout club. These plans of pre-selected games are on sale now at pacificsbaseball.com and start as low as $100. Get yours today. We'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to PBI. Hunter Hornstein with you. Happy Friday, everybody. You're one step closer to tomorrow, the weekend. Happy Cinco de Mayo, by the way, as well. Alrighty, what's going on at Albert Park? The outside painting has been complete, so if you go out there, you'll see that Albert Park has a fresh new coat of paint. The inside painting is going to be completed today. Also, Marin fencing is coming in on Monday. They're going to take care of that nylon netting backstop as well as the dugout fences. Fencing, that will be new, and then the dugouts also will be the dugout clubs will be constructed for you as well. And then the field's going to get a little bit of a makeover. Right now it's built on a slope. Most old fields are. It's going to get laser leveled, and also it's going to be improved on the inside part of the diamond. The pitching mound is going to be broken down and built back up. Also, it's going to be raised to the proper 12 inches, and the clay bricks are going to be added to home plate. Add that reinforcement to home plate and fix that bad boy up a little bit. Albert Park's going to look pretty for you guys come June 4th, and not just for the players, but for the fans as well, because you guys get to watch that park for 42 games this summer. By the way, get your season passes today, pacificsbaseball.com. Also, on May 27th, there'll be a field cleanup day as well. It's going to be painting, weeding, putting up signs. So if you head on over there on the 27th, you'll be able to see Pacific staff really working hard and putting together Albert Park for you. It's going to look beautiful for you. Alrighty. When we went to a commercial break, I was mentioning we'll give you a recap on the community outreach program that's happening this weekend. Fun little thing for infielder. Spring training invitee Dave Hoffmeyer, he's actually going to be throwing at a home run derby, a Little League home run derby from 1 to 2:30 over at the Ross Valley Little League. They're having a little Little League day. The rain earlier this season has kind of pushed everything back, so they're having their Little League day on Sunday. He's going to be throwing BP between 1 and 2:30. That's going to be a lot of fun for him. And then also, I will be out there from 1 to 4. We'll have a ticket information booth as well as just general information. You want to come by, say hi, take some pictures with Dave Hoffmeyer. Come on by. Ross Valley Little League should be a lot of fun. We'll also have information for you to buy your mini plans and season passes as well. And I'll tell you what, half hour goes by real fast. It's just about 9:30. We are out of time here on PBI. I want to thank Mike Shapiro, my guest for today, as well as everyone who's tuned in. Remember, you can always get connected with the show, facebook.com/Pacifics Baseball or Baseball Insider Radio, as well as Twitter at @PBI_radio. Get in contact with us. You can also contact the Pacifics if you have any questions. Hunter@PacificsBaseball.com. Shoot me an email and we can talk some Pacifics baseball. Thank you to everybody who tuned in. We'll hear you next Friday, same time, same place, same guy, Friday mornings at 9 o'clock on the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu. My name is Hunter Hornstein. You've been listening to PBI. Good morning, everybody. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Happy Cinco de Mayo, and we'll hear you next Friday here on radio.dominican.edu. Have a good one.